to the InfoWars Nightly News. It's Friday, February 7th, 2014, and I'm Leanne McAdoo. Here's what's coming up tonight.
Tonight, did Jay Leno's criticisms of Obama contribute to his downfall? Then, a man who survived communism blasts Oregon lawmakers for attempting gun registration. And David Knight analyzes the consequences of a police chief who swears to uphold his oath to the Constitution. All this and more on the InfoWars Nightly News.
Well, don't ask, don't tell is back. Not for gays in the military, it's President Obama's new policy for questions about Libya. Don't ask, don't tell.
Now, despite really high ratings, Jay Leno said goodbye to his long-running late-night talk show last night, but was the fact that he was using his platform to criticize Obama the reason that he may have been fired from NBC? That's what some are speculating, because while most late-night comics took superficial swipes at Obama, Leno was the only one who incorporated conservative talking points like Benghazi Gate, or he would include the scandals like the AP wiretapping controversy, the NSA spying, as well as Leno's call to close down the IRS during his Tonight Show monologues. Now, it's widely acknowledged that Leno writes his own jokes. So just 4 months after his second Benghazi Gate monologue, it was announced that Leno was being replaced by Jimmy Fallon. Now, he's repeatedly ripped on Obama for the disastrous Obamacare rollout. He even signed off his final show by remarking, "And the worst thing about losing this job is I'm no longer covered by NBC. Now I'll have to sign up for Obamacare." Now, NBC's decision to replace Leno can't be explained with falling ratings. He was at the top of the pile of the late-night talk shows, and lately his ratings have been through the roof. So, did Comcast Corporation, who just recently bought out General Electric's 49% share in NBC, and who also donated over $300,000 to Obama's 2012 presidential campaign, have anything to do with Leno's exit? So I believe that we will be getting to the truth of that matter sooner than later, much like it's now being revealed that the State Department does, in fact, have something to do with the Ukraine. They're definitely meddling in their internal affairs. This is now due to some audio that allegedly was hacked by the Russians and posted on YouTube. It's providing irrefutable evidence that the State Department is meddling in the affairs of the Ukraine. Since the Maidan Square protests began in November, evidence has been piling up showing that the usual actors are involved. The Soros NGOs, which specialize in color revolutions, USAID, the National Endowment for Democracy, and Freedom House. The Russian government has denied any role in surreptitiously recording the conversation between the U.S. Assistant Secretary of State for the European and Eurasian Affairs and the U.S. Ambassador to Ukraine. The recording doesn't reveal anything especially sinister, but it does, however, show the displeasure of the State Department with the way things are going in Ukraine. Nuland can be heard saying, "F the EU," expressing her anger that the EU is not moving fast enough with regime change in Ukraine, and her plan is to get the UN involved in the process. Now, the audio reveals how the State Department basically calls the shots at the internationalist organization, and this is in spite of the fact that Secretary of State John Kerry has been decrying any foreign meddling in the Ukraine's internal affairs. It's clear that the State Department is virtually managing the entire process. Now, we've all been made aware by the Russian authorities that they are, in fact, spying on the hotel bathrooms of the journalists who are there covering the Olympics. So I wouldn't put it past the Russians for spying on the U.S. ambassador and the Secretary of State there. But what I thought was hilarious was that Nuland said that it was shocking that they would spy on them. Yes, because the U.S. is the only one that's allowed to do that, of course. But here we have, you know, the order out of the chaos club in D.C. They don't really care who is responsible for pushing the Ukraine away from Russia. They don't really care how the job gets done, because their end game is to just bring the country into this IMF, World Bank austerity scenario that we're already seeing in Greece, and it's planned for Spain and, of course, the southern countries of Europe. So you can actually hear that audio up on InfoWars.com. It's pretty interesting what she has to say about some other characters there. But those who are old enough to recall a government kind of falling under tyranny are speaking out against what's happening here in America. And it's probably pretty important that we listen up. So this is Manuel Martinez. He narrowly escaped Cuba in 1962 after being imprisoned for opposing Fidel Castro. He passionately defended the Second Amendment in front of Oregon lawmakers Thursday during a public hearing on proposed gun control legislation.
Don't sell me this. A very powerful man tried to sell me this 50-something years ago. I didn't buy it. This is Marxism, plain and clear. They put this dog and pony show saying, hey, we're going to protect you. No, what they did was enslave a country. They destroyed a country in the same way that this country is going to be destroyed if we continue in this round.
Now, Senate Bill 1551 proposes to massively expand background checks to basically every private sale. So we're supposed to somehow believe that this is going to force criminals to voluntarily submit to a background check. But this is just even more evidence of states moving to create these gun registration and confiscation bills. And that's why it's so important for us to heed the words of people who have actually lived through watching the assassination of innocent civilians by their government. People are always criticizing you if you compare Obama to Hitler or if you remind people that Stalin took the guns and Mao took the guns. But these are recent historical events where very intelligent people, quite possibly your grandparents, were duped into democide by their government. So that's why it's so important that we listen to people like this, heed their warning, know history, or we'll be doomed to repeat it. Now, this is just coming on the heels of a current New York mayor who says that he has publicly announced his decision to leave the Mayors Against Illegal Guns because the gun control group demands an all-out confiscation of guns from law-abiding citizens. In an announcement published by his city's newspaper, Poughkeepsie, New York Mayor John Katzik said he quit the group after realizing it was simply a vehicle for Michael Bloomberg to promote his personal gun control agenda. He said, I don't believe, never have believed, and never will believe that public safety is enhanced by encroaching on our right to bear arms, and I will not be a part of any organization that does. Depriving law-abiding citizens of their right to own firearms only makes them more vulnerable. So it's so refreshing to see elected officials serving their constituents while respecting the Bill of Rights. Much like the police chief Shane Harger, who we reported on last week, he was detained by the FBI and the TSA while he was on his way to an Oath Keepers meeting. And then when he returned from that, he was subsequently let go and his whole police department disbanded because he upheld his oath to respect and honor the Constitution. So be sure to watch that report. It's very important. Share it with everyone that you can. It's coming up at the end of the show. Now, I bet that one of the warning signs that Manuel Martinez would say to watch out for in a coming dictatorship would be not only gun control, but also an out-of-control police state. Now, pretty much everything you do can get you arrested, even if it's not against the law. Now, instead of searching for actual criminals, Kentucky State Police will be on the lookout for people who eat while they drive as part of Operation Raid. Now, this is despite the fact that eating while driving isn't banned in Kentucky. Operation Remove Aggressive, Impaired, and Distracted Drivers starts this month and will remain active for 1 year. Police will be pulling people over and subjecting them to safety checkpoints. Despite the fact that no laws exist banning eating and driving, and not to mention the fact that this is a total violation of the Fourth Amendment. So this is what we have to look forward to. I mean, this is what they're going to try and do everywhere, set up these safety checkpoints. These things aren't even against the law. They're just going to keep pushing, violating your rights, and just seeing how much they can get away with, how much you'll consent to. And as we continue to remind you here week after week, do not consent to them violating your rights. That's why you've got to know your rights. And of course, this also further underscores how the main duty of our police officers isn't to protect and serve and go out and catch criminals. It is about revenue generation and control. So we need to keep these good cops like Police Chief Shane Harger and get rid of the rest of the guys. Now, the FAA is investigating a potential illegal drone use at the site of a crash. Now, this was according to a police report that was obtained by Fox Connecticut. They said officers spotted a drone flying over the scene of a crash in which the bodies were still in the car. This is now raising safety and privacy concerns with a Hartford attorney who says, how do we balance this new technology? Do we allow more of an intrusion into more traditional private moments like a tragic car accident? Or do we say, well, this is a new technology and the public is just going to have to adapt? According to FAA regulations, drones can't be operated for commercial use. And according to the Hartford police, the presence of a drone at a crime scene for journalistic purposes is in violation of FAA regulations. But, of course, that is the big dilemma. How are we going to be using the drones? How do all these rules work now in this day and age when we've got Google Glass? People have these things strapped to their face, so they're basically recording everything, uploading your biometrics into the cloud and storing it for Eric Schmidt to not pass the creepy line with, as he's promised. So, I mean, this is the big dilemma. And now they're seeing how these things are going to affect them and their ability to police and, of course, their ability to get away with crimes, even though, of course, when they are caught on camera, they do seem to be getting away with crimes anyway. Be sure to sign up for a PrisonPlanet.tv membership. Support the info war. We're still running that special. You can get 5 months free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Now, coming up, Jakari Jackson attended a local gun rally here and ran into Adam Kokesh. See what happens right after this.
Introducing Pro One, all of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formula. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the info war at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
I'm here in Austin, Texas for a little speaking engagement tonight, book reading. We're going to have some fun with Brave New Books, and I'm really excited to be escorted through Austin with Come and Take It, and we're going to be going on a little open carry march here through Austin. For people that appreciate the activism that I've done and, you know, the fact that there are a lot of people who have had their rights taken away, it's nice that to know that there are those willing to stand up and at least look out for me while I'm here, and I feel like I've got the best armed escort I could possibly hope for. Last Independence Day, I was at Freedom Plaza, very ironically named, in between the White House and the Capitol in Washington, D.C., and I loaded a shotgun and racked it in an act of civil disobedience in order to bring attention to the idea that self-defense is a civil right and the government doesn't care about our rights. And, you know, I went to an event called 1 Million Moms for Gun Control. It was a few thousand. And I had a sign that said, you know, how will you take my guns away? I'm a gun owner. Let's talk. And I feel a little naive in how this played out as someone who makes a living talking about the threat that government represents. And, you know, silly me, I expected that I might get a fair shot at a constitutional trial or you know, some absurd idea like that, when in reality this ended up leading to the second time they sent more men after me than bin Laden with a SWAT team raid on my home. I actually got one helicopter more than they sent after bin Laden as well, an armored vehicle, over 40 officers, and I ended up doing 4 months in jail, including 2 months in solitary confinement. So that's how they will take your guns away. That's what gun control looks like. And, you know, I definitely underestimated the cost to myself as a result of that civil disobedience, but by paying that cost, we raised a lot of awareness, we spread the message to a lot of people, and those people that are dealing with there got a heavy dose of it through local television, where they love playing that 22-second video over and over every time I went to court.
We are the final American revolution.
I've matured in ways that I didn't think were possible from it over this past year, and got a lot of meditation time in my government-induced, taxpayer-funded spiritual retreat. I'm moving to Los Angeles to relaunch Adam versus the Man, apply the lessons that I've learned the hard way over this past year. For anybody that wants to help, you know, I got out of jail and really was starting from scratch with everything that was stolen from me while I was in jail. And, you know, I had a lot of people stab me in the back while that was going on. So I'm starting from scratch here, and there are a lot of people helping me get back on my feet. And I really appreciate everybody who stood by me during this time. So AdamVersusTheMan.com. We need all the help we can get.
Symbols are powerful, and the globalists have hijacked the symbols of America. They've turned them into their own symbols. Well, we are restoring the idea of the true republic, not the counterfeit globalist empire, by promoting the icon George Washington and others. That's why we're rolling out an 100% made in America line of incredible pro-liberty apparel. We are repopularizing liberty. We are helping fellow Americans rediscover what made this country great. We are the spirit of 1776. We are 1776 worldwide. We are all brothers and sisters in arms in the animating contest of liberty in the long march towards humanity's ultimate destiny of freedom. Visit madein1776.com today and vote with your dollars to promote truly made in America, high quality products, and promote the ideals of liberty. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Well, this may seem like just a small local story, but it shows how the police themselves will suffer when the government's allowed to cut itself loose from the Constitution, and it shows how the mainstream media can make itself a tool of the government to crucify those the government doesn't like. We all know how abusive and vindictive the TSA can be. We've seen this released in recent news articles. But the key question here is, was the TSA able to get an entire small-town police department disbanded and its police chief put on leave? We reported 5 days after the chief was placed on leave, 4 days after our report, KOTA Channel 7, The ABC Disney affiliate in Albuquerque ran a report that completely changed the timeline of events and made false allegations about the chief.
Chief Harger was stopped by TSA and questioned about his two IDs. At the convention, he spoke with an internet talk show host. The story grew on the web, but it caused Sandoval County to do some digging. The sheriff revoked Harger's authority to do law enforcement in the rest of the county outside of the village.
Let's take these in reverse order. I verified with Sheriff Mack, who runs the CSPOA and presided over the convention, that there were no internet interviews at the convention. I also verified that the earliest report from Vincent Finelli was 4 days after the chief was placed on leave. So the sheriff didn't learn of the incident from the internet.
It's unethical, unconstitutional TSA agent. He made the statement to me, I know people in your district, and I'm going to make some phone calls. Well, he lived up to his word.
Chief Harger has just obtained this security footage.
All your stuff checked in?
Yes, sir.
Mind if I take a look at your ID real quick?
No, not at all.
Okay. You guys didn't go to any other security cars?
Mm-hmm. You guys go to the checkpoint already?
Did you go up to
Yeah, we went to a checkpoint. Went to the TSA, yes, sir.
All I said was, I have a ticket under Shane Harger. My driver's license for that name is expired. Will they still let me fly? They said, go talk to TSA. So I asked for a supervisor, not a rookie, and talked to the supervisor and said, here's the deal. I have two different occasions My ticket is under Shane Harger. What do I need to do? He said, no, as long as you've got information for Shane Harger, you're good. So we came here and got our ticket.
But later he was approached by a man in plain clothes who identified himself only as a federal agent.
And so he demands to see identification. And I tell him, you know, we've already been through this. I've already presented my identification at least 3 times. To various officials, what's going on? And told me that I was a person of interest, that I was listed as being suspicious. So I comply. I give him my credentials. I finally just asserted my First Amendment rights, my Fourth Amendment rights, and it really upset him. You could see it in his demeanor. Ultimately, I gave him a scenario. I said, you know, sir, the way you're treating me, I said, how would you like it if I were to treat you that way?
When the chief returned, his entire police department was disbanded. And he was put on administrative leave, even though just 2 days before he left, he had been given a meritorious commendation by the mayor. The sequence of events reported by KOTA is false. But the real thrust of their report is to attack the police chief for having two names.
The police chief with two identities goes before his village council tonight.
Leaders in Jemez Springs insist they are perfectly happy with Shane Harger, but others still have questions about a man with two names.
Some are happy, but others have questions. Must be something shady. Their spin is that this is a case about a police chief with two names, and just so you don't miss the point, they leave it up throughout the entire report on the lower thirds. KOTA does briefly mention why Chief Harger has two names.
I have a valid driver's license under Braxton Hayes. That is true.
An identity he says he assumed following his interview in the Levi Chavez case.
It was done lawfully and legally.
Chief Harger's role in the Levi Chavez case, where another cop was charged with murder, was much more than just an interview. It sheds light on why he would have two names, and it also sheds light on his character. Levi Chavez was a cop who said his wife committed suicide using his service revolver. Shane Harger was a deputy and first on the scene. There were several things that led him to believe that it was not a suicide, but a possible homicide. And then Chavez's police friend showed up out of their jurisdiction and started destroying evidence.
According to the deposition, Deputy Shane Harger said he was appalled when he was told by an APD lieutenant he was going to cut up and remove bloody sheets. Harger said in the deposition, quote, I was appalled that a lieutenant of a renowned agency as Albuquerque Police Department would even consider entering a homicide scene out of his jurisdiction, let alone remove evidence.
That was a report at the time of the trial from another Albuquerque TV station, KOB Channel 4. But KOTA Channel 7, that is now attacking Chief Harger, reported a police lieutenant suspiciously destroying evidence this way at the time.
But when O'Connell saw the bloody bedding and mattress, he asked and got the okay from the Valencia County Sheriff's Office to clean it up. He became a little emotional when he explained why.
I had a personal experience with suicide in our family.
You can tell that was pretty difficult for Lieutenant O'Connell to say again.
So Lieutenant, who should know better and who's out of his jurisdiction, calls and gets permission to destroy evidence. And it just so happens that the suspect is a friend and fellow cop. And KOTA has no questions about that? The suspect's uncle, Robert Chavez, was a sheriff. Shane Harger was offered a job and accepted, not knowing that they were related. The murder suspect's father, Levi Chavez Sr., also worked for Robert Chavez and allegedly approached Shane Harger to give favorable testimony about his son. When you look at what came to light during the investigation, the destroyed evidence, the alleged car theft ring being run by the Chavez law enforcement family, and the multiple suicides of people involved with the Chavez family cops that were killed with police service revolvers belonging to the Chavez family members, it appears that Shane Harger had very good reason to fear for his life. KOTA Channel 7 also takes a cheap shot at the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association.
We were wondering if it wasn't akin to going to a Tea Party meeting.
The CSPOA is not the Tea Party. It's not partisan. It's an organization that is there to get sheriffs and police officers to think about their obligations under the Constitution. And that's something that's apparently a big problem in New Mexico. Just look at these recent headlines from just the last 3 months. A cop shooting up a minivan full of kids. A man doesn't come to a complete stop, and the cops force him to undergo enemas, x-rays, and 8 anal probes. A woman has her genitals sprayed with mace by a cop. You would think that New Mexico would be applauding that someone in law enforcement was concerned about the police staying within the bounds of the law and the Constitution. The media and law enforcement routinely excuse the behavior of cops who abuse citizens, even kill them, if they merely feel threatened. But if a cop like Chief Harger gets death threats because he's testifying against another cop, he's somehow bad if he legally gets another name to protect himself? While KOTA attacks him, they're ignoring some very serious questions that affect us all. Was he targeted by the surveillance state because he's going to a constitutional sheriff's meeting? Was the department targeted for vindictive retaliation from the TSA because the police chief stood up to them violating his Fourth Amendment rights? Those are questions that concern us all, but don't expect mainstream media to ask them.
Now you can watch The Alex Jones Show live as it happens at Infowars.com/show.
You'll find links to all of our content there and a free 15-day trial for Prison Planet TV.
More than 60 movies and documentaries all in one place at Infowars.com/show.